Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in.
good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do. All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
hello and welcome to the next episode of the Healing Fountain on Blog Talk Radio. This is Pure Windsong from the Netherlands, and I co-host the show along with Jana from England and Gary from America. Our theme this week is colors. Colors of the rainbow. Color your mood. There are people in all different colors working together. And chakras and auras, there's so much to tell. Actually, everything is color. Color on your cheeks, or color in your hair, color in your heart, you can see inside. The colors of eyes and the love they shine through, colored energy, colors of healing. Paint your world with beautiful colors and see what it does to you. Our guest is Love, 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 and we are very pleased that she is here to share her loving energy. And of course, we have Gary and Shana too. So hello, Shana, are you there?
Hi, everybody. I'm Marika and Gary.
Hi.
Have you been out doing your Christmas shopping? It's the first day of December, and it's traditionally the busiest shopping day of the year. In fact, eBay sales in the UK were £4,000 per second today. Can you believe that? But what I like about Christmas is that lovely, vibrant colours are coming out everywhere. And we're going to be having a colour meditation from Christiane in a little while. And her name on the Gold Ring website is Love, 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 Four Loves. And she's going to be leading our healing team. There's 25 healers in our chat room at this moment. And with the colour chakra meditation. And, colour is a form of energy and has unique vibrations. And did you know that the colours that you wear reveal your strengths and struggles at this point in time, or why you are not achieving your full potential, and how your goals and aspirations can be fast-tracked? Because you can harness the power of colour to experience more of what you want. For example, greater energy levels, you wear the colour red, and increased confidence, clarity and focus. And you can use colour for healing, and decor and design can help to transform negative energy. In fact, colour is a very important factor in our lives, and it can have a profound effect on our emotional body and well-being. You wouldn't believe that, would you? It's really important, colour. Anyway, we're going to ask you to get your candles ready while we play a song, and your water for drinking, because we're going to be doing the candle ceremony in just a little while. But in the meantime, we're going to be playing a song. And I think, is it a rainbow song? Colours?
Yes. It's called I Can Sing a Rainbow. So, shall we play it, Gary?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
And here is our guest, Love, Love, Love. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Mariki?
Yes, I'm fine too. Thank you.
Good.
So you're going to tell us something about your therapy?
Yes.
Yes.
Doing a meditation, presenting a meditation that embraces the spiritual nature of color by working with the 12 rays, as presented by ascended Tibetan master Zhuhai Guo. Working with these rays, with the chakras, reinforces the energy of the rays. There's 12 rays. Yeah. So in the first 7 we're familiar with, they correspond to the chakras, but there's 5 that have a real transmutational aspect to them. And so that's been incorporated into the meditation. I remember reading that this month for the 12-12, the heart opening and the transformational properties that go along with that are going to be really key for this portal that's coming forward. So I thought it might be kind of nice to bring that forward with that.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, and... What color do you think that would be appropriate for the 12-12 just coming up?
Probably the of course the violet violet ray is always it's always a really great one for transmuting. But the there's five other ones. There's a luminous green violet that helps to cleanse and release old patterns that aren't serving any longer. And you can
luminous
just call
green
on.
Violet. That sounds yummy.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah, doesn't that sound pretty?
Mm.
That's
yeah.
the eighth ray. Yeah.
I'm not sure if I've ever seen that, but I sure visualize it, and it's just, yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah. I think there was a chakra intuitive that was talking about the locations of some of these lesser-known chakras and the rays that are associated with them. She was on one of the shows recently. It's really interesting because you don't hear a lot about, you know, all of the chakras that are available to work with.
Yeah, you hear all about the seven major ones, but none of the others, the outer
right.
ones and so forth. Yeah, yeah.
There's another one, too, which connects you to your light body. That's the blue-green one, the luminous blue-green ray. And it helps you to contact with that Christed part of yourself. So it says here, the light body is recognized and becomes a venue attuned to this light blue-green luminosity. You recognize it and joyfully you acknowledge your own true divinity, enabling the joy level to come into self, and thus the connection with the light body becomes more and more apparent, which again is another aspect powered with this process to integrate that more fully with all these great opportunities, all these activations and portals that are coming through with the
yeah.
energy. So then there is the 10th ray, which is really beautiful. It's a silver ray, and it helps you to recognize the divinity of who you are. This divine pattern is truly established, truly connected by means of the 10th ray. It says to focus and let it be your heart's desire to establish this pattern strongly, knowing that it's becoming part of your conscious reality, and use this pearl gray luminosity as the connecting point. So the wonderful thing about these rays, and excuse me, Jan mentioned earlier in the in what she was saying, is that when you focus on the energy of these rays, that certain attributes and strengths can be absorbed and integrated into your light body, into your programming, into your DNA, and further on. Meditation would probably give you the best indication as to, you know, where you would need specific colors. There's also an 11th ray, which is a pink light orange ray, and this is the ray of service. And all these rays you know already. They're just, of course, a lot of this we already know. But working with these colors, that's why people are more drawn to certain colors because of whatever they're needing to work through in this lifetime or whatever their proclivity is toward. I know that the blue ray attracts a lot of teachers like Christ and Buddha.
Yes, it's whatever color is resonating with you at the time, you know, based on whatever you may be needing or attracting or manifesting in your life, or what symbolically is going to work, or what you're moving into next. As people, you know, like people that come and go in our lives, you know, they come in front of us and they resonate at certain levels, and they I don't want to say complete us, but what they do is produce that resonant energy. And colors can do that as well. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great point, Gary. I like that. I think that's true about people. I think that, again, they're ingrained in us. They're part of us, just like sound is. It's a vibration.
Yes.
So there are going to be signatures that people recognize, and perhaps that's how we recognize our soul family, is by the color and frequency. That's a really interesting point. That would be really interesting to look into that. But, yeah, and especially, you know, why do you have a favorite color? I remember this young kid once asked me that at a hamburger stand, you know, why is my favorite color blue? You know, it's such a great, great question. You know, why do we have favorite colors? Why do we resonate with these things? And something to think about.
Yeah,
I think it was
I think a lot of the answer of that lies not in the knowing of it, but rather in the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or the wonder.
Yeah.
Of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It seems that seems to resonate better than anything.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So the feeling, especially with the heart opening, with this portal coming forward. And the colors. I know Rice has put out quite a few beautiful videos that go into the vibration and the color that's associated with that activation. And,
yeah.
And then there's the 12th ray, which is the big one, the golden ray. And that's the one that's the summit of the higher rays and the culmination of all the lower rays merging into oneness. So that would be a great ray to meditate on. You will be walking into two worlds, which is what we're at the transition in right now, between Earth and the etheric realms. What that means is that you will know that you are here. What you're doing here on this esoteric level and joyfully will fully immerse you in your divine mission. This is a creational ray. So that you are actively creating in your world on a highly conscious level, creating the golden age as you would like to see it now. So I think that conscious awareness also, we've got the opportunity now to create in that way. And using color as a palette to do so, which is unstructured and holds vibration. So instead of using, and a lot of what we're doing now is letting the old fall away and keeping these things that like sound and color and nature, which, you know, holds its own form but is, you know, a great way to measure how to create. And so I just think it's, you know, it's a beautiful, it's a beautiful way to create, to embrace color.
My mind is going back to a symbolic color that Marika just talked about in her beautiful introduction to this show. Colors of eyes and the love coming through them. And that can be whatever color I think it means to you, to the personal, to the individual.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but that little piece that you said, Marika, when you said that just really struck me. And
yes.
It's one of those things that's personal. Yeah.
To look in eyes and to see all, because when you see someone in the eyes, you always see different colors, so many colors. I love that, to do that.
Yes.
Like
yeah.
Mandela's. Yeah.
Yes.
Like Mandela's.
Yes.
Reminding of the eye of an eye is a mandala, you know.
Mm.
But the color is what coming through the center of that mandala. That's the symbolic personal color that is up to the individual, to the beholder, I think.
Mm-hmm.
As it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi. Wow.
So thank you very much. For all that explanation, love. It sounds very lovely. Thank you.
It is beautiful. Yeah.
Mm. So, shall we see more colors in the meditation? Or is there more you want to tell, love?
I just wanted to, I think we're all familiar with the first seven rays, the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and purple. You know, again, working with these and going in as often, I guess, as you can to make sure they're functioning and to clear them and align them with yourself so that, you know, your energy is moving through your body as it should be. It's nourishment, the light that's coming through right now, and I think more so than ever before, since we're, you know, consciously aware that our body really requires this and it needs to, for everything to come through as clear as possible. So, you know, managing this part of ourselves is probably going to be, you know, a daily practice, much like going to the gym. You know, I think people will start realizing the importance of managing this part of their system. So we're getting a head start.
It's lovely, really lovely. I love you talking, to listen to you when you talk about this. So I'm going to put up a link in the chat room, because we found a nice meditation this week. Well, first I shall tell what I like you to do is to click on that link and then preload that video. You push the pause button and make sure to turn the volume down, because I'm going to play it on the switchboard after everyone puts a heart up in the chat room when you are ready, so that we can see that. And it's a beautiful meditation with Joe's, with beautiful colors and crystal bowl music. Really powerful.
I love it how you do that every week, Marika. You have everybody bring it all up and send up a heart in the chat room. Just click the link and press pause. And when you've done that, put up a heart. And we'll cue the odd from here after Marika counts us down, of course. That's the thing that keeps us all synchronized. I don't know how you do it. You always do it. It's amazing how you do that. I've been in a lot of shows. A lot of people have tried this, but you always, every week, consistently pull it off in a beautiful way. I just wanted to say that.
And I love every week to see all these hearts in the chat room. You know, the whole screen is hearts.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. And yes, and I think that when we see the same video at the same time, it's an easy way to keep the focus on one place, that we're all together in our mind and heart with the same meditation. And wherever you are in the world, it doesn't matter. We can focus. So.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
I think
like everyone is ready.
I so put up the link one more time for Jeff, in case.
Okay.
Okay. And then we can go on. It's called Synergy. Okay. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Oh, that was a very powerful crystal ball meditation by Zenergy.
That was just wonderful.
Right now it's time to light our candles. We're lighting the candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. And also, because the energy of fire with prayer and focused intention is one way in which we can manifest our goals. It's not the only way, and we can manifest our goals by lighting the candles and by intention. So if you've all got your candles lit, our intention for this evening or this afternoon, wherever you are in the world, is to send out love, light and healing to everyone who needs it. And we have 25 healing therapists right now in our chat room. And we're going to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm. So I want you to focus on your breathing. Four long deep breaths, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose if that's comfortable for you. We focus on our breathing because it's at the point of when we took our life that we breathed and our Creator was right there with us. We're going to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael of the North. Please could you come forward now and bring your love and protection. Thank you. I'd like to ask the Archangel Uriel of the East. Please bring love and upliftment now. Thank you. And the Archangel Gabriel of the South, please bring love and wisdom now. Thank you. The Archangel Raphael of the West, please bring love and healing now. Thank you. Also, the Archangel Metatron, who surrounds the whole of the earth. We'd like to also ask for the assistance of Sananda Jesus and the Magdalene energies. Please assist us today to send out love, healing, upliftment, and light to everyone listening in the chat room later on.
and everyone around the world. Thank you. We're now in the presence of the angelic realm and the Christ energies. You are loved unconditionally. We're going to ask that the angelic realm close around our healing circle of love and light, along with our guides, inspirers, and guardian angels, and assist us to send out the healing. And we're going to ask that Marika does the mantra. Thank you, Marika. I will ask all listeners, citizens of Mother Earth, to be aware of your connection with her and with all that is. See yourself where you are right now. Close your eyes and visualize with me. You are standing on our world globe. Visualize we are all standing on her, holding each other's hands, surrounding her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into one space. They are focused on the crystal heart of our Mother Earth. And when we concentrate, we start to feel the heartbeat of our Mother Earth as the heartbeat of all that is. We feel the energy of healing flowing from within our hearts through the heart of Mother Earth and back to us, and flowing all around the world through the hands we are holding. We can see and feel the most beautiful energy flow of healing flowing around our circle of light. Above the center of the earth, we see a giant book floating in space. It is the book of healing requests. We can write down all names we want in that book. The first name you may write down is your own name. Go ahead and write it down. Now you can add any name you want from any person, animal or plant you want. We write down the names of the people in the Healing Fountain list as well. I give you a little bit of time to write all names down. Now that that is done, we see the book of healing backs down. She has stopped in the center of the earth.
the place where all hearts are focused on. While we keep our focus, we continue on to love, love, love for her beautiful meditation.
Thank you, Mariki. Thank you, Jan.
You're welcome. Very welcome.
We will take 3 deep breaths before this meditation. So close your eyes and release the details of the day. Take a deep breath in through your nose and hold for 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out all tension in your upper body, neck, and shoulders, sinking into your chair. Take a deep breath in and hold it for 1, 2, 3, 4, and breathe out, worries and concerns, releasing any stress from the torso, pelvis, and sinking further into your chair. Last time, deep breath in and hold it for 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out, letting go of all tension from your legs and feet, now completely relaxed. Imagine yourself in a wooded area with large tree canopies hanging overhead. It is so peaceful here. You can smell the pines and sweet smells of forest floriflora as you walk along this path. The space created here is welcoming, like a lake, and you take in the surroundings as you slowly make your way along this mossy path. You continue to enjoy the aromas from this beautiful habitat. You notice pixies among the flowers, playing with the hummingbirds, and a single stream of water that sings a series of clear tones as it passes over the well-worn stone. The air sparkles with magic. The path merges into a clearing where you see the most beautiful old beech tree surrounded by walls of pure quartz crystal. This tree beckons you closer, and you see that in the center of its trunk is a large silver and gold heart. This heart glimmers like a liquid and shines like the sun. You feel an incredible love coming from this heart as it connects to you, and you feel your own heart opening and mingling with this energy. There is something very, very familiar about this tree, something that speaks to your soul, and you feel yourself wrapping your arms around this tree, holding it, its heart next to you. This loving energy wakes up your body. You hear a soft, loving voice whisper to you, "Let me show you something." You feel something slowly move to your right. You turn and look to see that the tree is holding out a branch for you to step upon. As you step up, you see another branch come forward and realize that this tree is an old friend. You can close your eyes and trust that as you step up, your feet will be supported. You rise through the branches of this tree, enjoying the surrounding sound of leaves and birds and breezes. You are completely relaxed with this old friend. You open your eyes when you feel the glorious sun on your face. You have emerged from the top of the tree. Before you is a magnificent room. It is so close to the tree you could jump on it. But the tree gently lifts over and places you within this ribbon of colors. You sink into the rainbow like a thick down bed. The colors greet you with an incredible joy, and they introduce themselves to you. Magenta is first, and swirls around you like a dolphin, wrapping you in waves of loving energy. Your root chakra opens and soaks in this loving energy, grounding you in this divine light. Breathe in this divine love. The color orange appears and bathes you in its rich earthly light. As you breathe in this light, you feel your sacral chakra open and begin to rotate. A vibrant ray of yellow surrounds you in its protective embrace. You inhale the warm light and feel your solar plexus opening and spinning. Your heart chakra opens under the wave of green light that weaves in and out of that loving space. You breathe in this loving green energy and feel your heart expand. You are immersed in the next ray of brilliant blue light and feel the beautiful expansion of its depth and a tremendous sense of balance. Open out chakra. You sink into deep indigo heaven as your brow chakra inhales this jewel-like color, opening up with sparks and stars. The violet flame and the violet ray wash over you, lifting any friction, soothing any fracture, opening your crown chakra fully like a cascading lotus blossom. You are completely wrapped in these whirling colors. Your energy and chakras are moving in rhythm to your breathing. You breathe them in and breathe them out. You know you are being cared for, that you are in alignment, and you thank these rays for merging and integrating with you in their highest vibration, for helping you to release all that no longer serves you. Your chakras are activated now, and the colors move and form a ring around you. You are greeted with a luminous green-violet ray. It encircles you, and you feel old patterns and programming that no longer serve being transmuted. You breathe in this ray of light deep within you and breathe out all that no longer is required. You are joined and embraced by a luminous silver ray. You find yourself focused on the divine I am that you are. You decide right now to establish and incorporate this divine pattern into your heart's desire right now, knowing that it is already done. You inhale this beautiful color and feel the light shine from within you. Another ray comes forward, this one pink and orange. You breathe in this ray and remember your commitment to your path of ascension. You knowingly affirm that this ray is enabling you to secure the codes and changes you wish to express in your divine pattern. You feel the merging of your feminine and masculine energy, and enjoy this place of sense. The last ray to come forward is a blazing golden ray and shines brighter than all the rest. Here you feel the oneness, the incredible feeling of who you really are. This golden ray completely surrounds you, and you breathe this connection in deeply. You are reminded of your true nature as a creator, walking in this world and the etheric world. This feeling is at once peaceful and exhilarating as your connection to your Christed light is strengthened. You thank the Creator, the Masters, the Angels for this beautiful experience as you float along this rainbow, embraced and loved by this magnificent palette of color. Out of the corner of your eye, you see a branch extended into the rainbow. You drift over the branch and step up. You are once again lifted into the beech tree. This time there is a branch large enough for you to sit upon. You seat yourself and feel the gentle movement of this branch as it makes its way to the ground. You are alive with this experience. You are once again in front of this old friend and hold it in a loving embrace, your heart aligned with the silver gold heart of this ancient tree. This tree softly whispers to you to visit whenever you like, whenever you need to rebalance and remind yourself of your magnificence, through the door to the right. A branch points to a carved doorway in the purple quartz wall. You thank this friend and leave with your heart and body in alignment. As you walk toward the door, you feel yourself returning to your physical body. When you are ready, turn the doorknob.
see friends shaking and singing, how do you do? They really sing, I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Someday I wish upon a star, wake up with the clouds up far behind. Be where trouble melts like a lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where.
Thank you, love, 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 love. That was absolutely beautiful. One of the most powerful meditations we've done.
Thank you.
Don't you think we've had some really fantastic special guests on the show? And love, love, love has been absolutely amazing. But right now, for the people who want to close the chakras, and not everybody has to, but if you want to close the chakras, this is how we do it. We want you to pretend you have doors and go to the top of your head. Closing that door, down to the third eye, closing that door, or leaving them as open as you feel comfortable. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. Down to the solar plexus, closing that door. Down to the navel, closing that door. Down to the base chakra, closing that door. Down to your feet chakra, closing that door. Or leaving that one open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth. Because we're living a physical life on the planet Earth. So we need to keep ourselves grounded and secure. We're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of light to keep us safe and protected until the next time we meet. He's going to take you by the hand and put you into the pyramid of light and seal us at the top with a blue light until next time we meet. Don't forget to drink plenty of water to keep yourselves grounded and also to release toxins. And remember to say your positive affirmations every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. And we say that 3 times a day. And before we play Reese's video, we're going to say thank you very much to Marike and to Gary Moore.
Sure.
And especially to Love 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 and the listeners out there. Yeah, yeah, I know we haven't finished yet, but
thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
We don't have to say bye bye.
Wonderful. Thanks for all your help.
Thank you, Jen. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. Are we playing one of Rice's videos tonight?
Yes, but we have plenty of time to listen to a song first. So okay. I want to play a song and then we can listen to Raisa. We have more than 20 minutes left, so
okay.
That's
we have
perfect.
Plenty of time. So here's a beautiful song. Okay, and what I like to say, especially for the people who listen in the archives, is that Shana does the chakra closing for only for people who want to close the chakras. She told me about that. Can you tell a little bit about it, why you do that, Shana?
Yes, I can. Sorry. Yes, in the chat room, people are saying, can you ever really close your chakras fully?
Yes, and I wanted to explain, because I never close mine, but there are people are looking different to that point. And you told me about there were people where you do your healing at your house, you know? You remember?
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's right,
that,
yeah.
That there were a few people who were a little bit afraid, and they wanted to close a chakra. They wanted you to do that. So I like you to tell that that's the reason why you do it. So if it don't resonate with you, just leave it how it is. That's fine. That's perfect.
Yeah. Some people feel exhausted if they leave them open all the time, but other people say that you can never really close them properly. And I never close mine, really, but it's only because I'm nosy and I don't like to miss anything. But, but
well, I'm not
people...
sure if you can ever close them all the way. I mean, they are they are the receptors from the spirit world into the manifestation of the physical through those portals known as chakras. So I don't know how...
They are. But, I mean, chakras... spinning vortexes of energy at certain key points in your body. There's seven main ones, but there are many, many more than that. And they correlate to all the different parts of the body. And if your chakras are open, you can get channel healing down to yourself so much more easily, and it goes to every part of your body, into every cell of your body. Whereas if your chakras are blocked, certain parts of your body don't get healed properly. So that's why we open the chakras for the healing. So some people like to close them. So I say close them to as much as you feel comfortable, or don't close them at all. That is up to you. But we do the chakra closing just for the people who really want to close them. Okay.
Okay.
So I'll hand you back to Gary and Marika. Thank you.
Yes. Now we can listen to the... We have a beautiful Risa video. About colors, so I like to listen to that together. Here we go.
Okay, perfect.
The next stage of awakening is understanding the energy of the golden light and the energy of magenta and emerald, and the combination together to create golden light. This triangle of energy, magenta, emerald, and violet, are the understandings of the function of the overall heart energy. In the center of this energy of the heart is the golden light. At the bottom of this triangle is magenta, and in the high heart is emerald, and violet pervades all around it. The understanding of this creative projection is to begin to know the 12-dimensional field, to understand the universe in a way that has not been fully recognized. The violet light that is pervasive around the 12 main octaves of frequency signatures that are coming forth is the seventh ray that allows for the transmission of communications between source and the individual essence of being, which is dominated through the Christ consciousness, which is held in the very center, which is the golden light. Of these seven energetic octaves and fields that are the primary manifestation of creation, there is an additional 12 further understandings that take place, as there is the energy of the 7 and the energy of the 5. The 5 are the non-sacred fields that are being manifested into higher life. This is being done by the pulsations of the 10, which allow for it to be brought into the full allowance of understanding of being. The violet light spins within the 12th dimensional universe as the aura of the golden light. The golden light is the Christ light. It is the light of the teachings, light of the divine plan. It is that which is held within the center of the heart. The magenta light is the lower apex of the higher heart center, and the emerald is a higher heart. The emerald shines brightly and holds the essence of the soul that is connected through and behind the golden light. The magenta is expressing outward into the field of being, and it is the experience function that brings manifestation into physicality through the 5th, 4th, 3rd, and 1st dimension. The emerald light moves into the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th dimensional fields. The white light pervades all in the 10th, 11th, and 12th. From your understanding of the polarities, the one field that functions on the level of the 7 rules the energies of the magenta light that creates the physical universe that is known. This is the level of the physical reality that is the process of understanding planetary creation and star systems that incarnate into the third dimensional reality.
Thank you, Raisa, for sharing your video with us. It was beautiful, and it was so appropriate to meditation. So what did you guys think of it?
That was absolutely amazing. Just mop me up out of the carpeting after the show.
Have you melted? I thought you said it was snowing over there in America. It's snowing over
melted.
There in Estes Park in the Colombian Mountains, is it? Did you say?
It's in the Colorado Mountains, yes.
The Colorado,
snowing.
Sorry.
It is
it sounds
snowing like,
over there.
Yeah. And,
I've got you in Colombia here. Sorry about that.
That just melted the snow a little bit, that's all. I'm just a stain.
Oh.
That was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful meditation, love.
Amazing, really. Absolutely amazing. I really enjoyed that.
And I want to thank Asa, too, for the background music. That was Asa's heart, or his DNA repair, 500 hertz solfeggio.
528 hertz.
Yeah. Mixed with theta that he was so gracious to give to me, and we uploaded into the show. So I want to thank Asa for that as well. So
And that was running through your heart colors, wasn't it? Heart colors.
Yes, it was more, and it's so nice to see that we're getting more and more people co-creating, you know, with the music or what, and on the video like Asa. It's very nice. Next week, our guest is going to be Fire and Light. So make sure to be there.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing too. And we have the theme is self-love. So that's a really
self-love
important
next
one.
Week.
Mm.
Yeah. And it's a co-creation between everyone in the chat room and all the listeners out there, all sending their energies, and the angelic realm, of course, who we want to thank for being here. And, you know, everybody helps to co-create the beautiful energy that we get going in this room, in this chat room.
Yes. Thank you all.
Marika in Holland.
Thank you
all. Sorry, in America and me in the UK.
Yeah, so... Mm-hmm. Thank you all very, very, very much, and I love you all. Cool.
Yeah, I want to say a little quick something about the solfeggio tone that we played of Asaz. He gave that to me back in January. It's been almost a year now that he gave that to me. And I have used it for the background of my two of my guided meditations that I've recorded. It's a wonderful, wonderful tone. That 528, I love it. Yeah, that's some yummy stuff. Yeah.
Really powerful, isn't it?
And then together with that voice. Together with the voice of love, love, love. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Combined with love, love, love. That was a beautiful, amazing meditation. You have a lovely voice, too.
Oh, thank you so much, Gary. You have a gorgeous voice.
You.
Yeah. You all do. Yeah.
Look who's talking.
So much.
And are we going to have the most beautiful song you've ever heard?
No, we skipped that one.
We skipped
play
it.
We're going to skip that one?
Yeah, we skipped the song you've ever heard.
We're going
to
skip it.
Let's skip it. We don't have time.
I wanted to hear it because, you know, after you hear that song, you don't need to listen to any more songs because it's the most beautiful song you ever heard. So.
Yeah, we skip that one then.
No, we play Over the Rainbow, of course. Well, love, love, love.
Oh, I think we played that one.
Yes,
we played
but it's not a remix.
Oh,
we
are you going to play it flat? Oh, I think more tonight, you know?
Yeah, the first one is nice, but there are also younger people in the healing fountain, and they like to rock the place. So, so I think then we have one for every age. Or for every mood. So we play that one, okay? Agreed?
That's perfect. It's all perfect.
Here we go.
I love it. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Good night. From me.
Bye-bye.
I love
you
all.
Bye, everybody. I love you. So much. I love Lucy.
Bye, everyone. Love you, too.
Nocha. Que machia que te lo.